The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. This is Reba Haas of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
Yes, and you just barely skated in here today.
Yeah, do I look flustered or whatever? All good.
Yeah, you know, you told me that you were going to be a big hot mess today, but a guy who's moving,
I know
you're looking mighty fancy.
It's like hauling boxes and doing all of that. Yeah, no, mm-hmm. been a busy day already today.
Yeah.
So
for our listeners, yes, this show is about real estate and mortgage and all things related, and Eric's living the dream himself, going through that fun seller mode.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. Yes, selling. Of course, I finance homes all day mm-hmm. long, and you know, we do so many every month, mm-hmm. and I'm always kind of holding my customers' hands as we mm-hmm. kind of go through that process.
Yeah, and now you're like, oh, I forgot how fun this is.
Yeah, no, you know, the financing part is easy. It's the packing. Uh-huh. It's the moving part.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you know, so I'll back that up with the comment that we always tell clients that. Oftentimes people think that the purchase is the most stressful part,
mm-hmm.
but I always tell our sellers that was the easy part in comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Selling is infinitely more difficult because not only do you have the emotional connection to your property in most
right.
cases,
right.
you know, depending on, you know, what that property has been to you and how long you've been there and what's happened throughout time in that house, because
sure.
people have their memories and their
Absolutely.
Families and things of that sort. And then, yeah, there's the packing part and
right.
the question of, will this end the way it's expected to?
Right, right.
Because
right.
as you and I also know, not every transaction goes smoothly, nor does it actually complete.
That's right.
So you could be, you know, already set up to move to a new place and have a transaction fail, and you're like,
or in my case, on the other side of it, I didn't really think
yeah.
the buyers were going to get approved.
I know you have little faith.
So
you've worked with me 13 years, and I was working on that side of it.
Right, but I also understand the issues.
I know.
You know, so I'm.
I know. We worked our magic, which, as I told you at one point, was me pretty much having to tell the lender involved that get your big boy panties on.
which is why the whole Boxing Day means a whole different thing for
yes
me.
It does. I know.
Yeah.
That's why I called
compared
you yesterday. I'm like, so how are you?
that's right
so I definitely appreciate where you come from today, and so thank you actually for being here, because you know I called to give you an out for today because you are in the middle of moving.
Right. Well, no I'm committed to that, so and besides, I had a few questions for you, so while we're on the air, can
yeah,
I ask
oh,
you a few questions?
Sure.
Okay. No, we've got that.
Let's give everyone a real world context of what I do.
I really want to thank you and your team, because you've done a fantastic job, and it started even, you know, probably a year before
yeah.
we put the home on the market, and we kind of talked it through, and you know, one of the things that you caught and really took action on was, how big is my house really? What's the size of it?
Yes.
Because the county records were off. And
yeah,
and so
significantly.
You actually brought an appraiser in who measured it. We found out it's bigger than we thought.
Yeah.
And that changed the price.
It absolutely changed the value. Yeah, because I was telling somebody about it. They weren't so good at math, because when I told them originally the tax record says your place was 2880, and then we measured and found out it was 3200.
Right.
So I was like, oh, that's like, what, like $6,000 more of value? And I'm like,
add
another zero.
Yeah, exactly.
Way bigger number.
Exactly.
Totally worth paying for the appraiser to come out and do that. Which, for listeners, FYI, it only costs $250 to have the appraiser come and do it. We had to get on their calendar, which, as you know,
that can be a
their
challenge.
Their schedules right now are quite busy.
That can be a challenge.
But
these days.
We had time.
Yeah.
We had time
absolutely.
To get it done in advance. We could wait for that to happen. So it was completely worth it.
Right.
And I was really excited we did that.
Your team did fantastic, and the marketing was just beautiful. The brochures are artwork. They're really, really nice.
Russ did a beautiful job on those, and the photographers did good, great work also.
And we had a drone. We had we had the Matterport where you can virtually walk through the house and look all around.
Yeah, I was just showing Jen today so that she knew what staging items to go get back out of your house. Because she had just started with us when your house went on the market and was already, I think, possibly even under contract already when she started. Right. And so she hadn't played around with all those tools. So this morning we were going through and twirling around inside of your house. I'm like, spin this way. Okay, now that stuff over there, that's ours.
Some of it's already boxed up, and I may have put one or two just special items extra in one of the boxes for you, so you'll have to...
One of those flags that you brought in?
No, I don't have one of those, but unfortunately, but...
A Norwegian flag? Please tell me you didn't put lutefisk.
No, you're good. You're good like that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I can see you sneaking in. If I'm sitting like, what's that?
Although you just gave me a really good idea, but no, there's always next year.
I need to shut up while I'm ahead, right?
That's right. That's
what I get.
So no, the everything went just so smooth, and you know, can't thank you and your team enough. That worked out so well.
Yeah,
so,
well, I'm glad you're getting through. We know it's really stressful for people. So we anything needed still along the way. We've got 2 more days till we're done. So there's always things that can still happen, but it's all good. So I want to just make sure during the first segment, because we have guests today. Mm-hmm. We have guests with us. But as most people know, in our first session, you know, we kind of talk about mortgage rates, what's going on with the market, that kind of thing. Do you have any latest and greatest information about what's going on with mortgage rates after Christmas? Was there anything that happened throughout the holidays?
It's been relatively quiet. Holidays. Today was kind of one of the first, first full day back, since the holidays. It was a reasonably quiet day, which is sort of a good thing, because there was a Treasury auction this morning, and the auction was a bit rough. It didn't go quite as well as we were sort of hoping. So
what happens at a Treasury auction?
Well, okay, if you think about our government, our government is in debt up to their eyeballs. If you were a private individual, just to put it into context, if you were a private individual, say you're the household is called U.S. government. If I take about, 8 or 9 zeros off the end of it, we have a house that makes $21,000 a year income, and we have $131,000 in credit card debt. And that credit card debt has to be financed. The issuing of Treasury securities is how our government sells that debt.
Okay.
And debt is sold at an auction. So the more buyers there are, the higher the price of that debt goes, and there's an inverse relationship. The lower interest rates are, the fewer the buyers, the opposite happens. You know, the price goes down, which means the interest rate goes up. In other words, the government has to pay a higher interest rate to attract enough buyers because they have to sell the debt. They've got no choice in the matter because that debt has to keep the government moving.
Okay.
So what happens is the Treasury auctions off 2-year, 5-year, 10-year Treasury bonds, and every weeks those auctions go out, and how well they are received will affect mortgage rates, because a mortgage competes against Treasury bonds. A mortgage security is a bond, basically, and so there's competition there, and so when we see a rally in the bond market, meaning that people are paying a higher price for those bonds, that means the rate is going to be lower. That's good news for interest rates. So when we have a bad auction, it puts upward pressure on rates. How's that? Does that make sense?
Clear as mud.
Good. All right. Okay. Yay.
So what are they averaging right now? Did you even get a chance to look since you are moving today?
Well, of course. Yeah, me, banker geek here. So, no, the national average 30-year fixed-rate loan right now is averaging 4.36%. A 15-year fixed rate is averaging a little over 3.5%. Still good, under 4. FHA loans are averaging just under 4%. National average is 3.9%.
Okay, that's still not bad.
Not bad. And jumbo loans are averaging 4.375%. So pretty close to a standard conforming conventional loan. So these rates are higher than they were a month or month and a half ago, pre-election, but still not bad.
Right.
And in a historical context, still very, very, very good. I don't think they're going to go back down.
Right.
You know, a lot of people are on the fence right now. They saw the rates run up right after the election, and they're like, ah, I'll just wait for them to settle back down.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen either.
I don't
either.
Think they're going to settle down.
Yeah.
I think this is sort of the new baseline.
Right.
It would take bad economic news to push those rates lower. And right now we're seeing more and more positive economic news out there, which tends to lead to higher interest rates.
Right. And people are expecting that to continue through 2017. So certainly
that
throughout the
forecast.
Year.
We're crossing our fingers. I mean, it's great for folks that are, you know, for wages.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for new jobs being created.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for, you know, for the economy in general, folks selling homes like me, you know, house values will probably keep going up. What are we now, the number highest appreciation rate in the country, Seattle area?
Yeah, we are leading the pack.
Yep.
And have been for a while. Yep. I mean, we've had a pretty darn good run. I think we're going to continue to have it. We'll see whether or not we stay at the same levels, but yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I think all in all, you know, a little bit of spur on rates is okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want things to go crazy on us. You know, I remember my first home, you know, we were at 15% interest rate.
Ouch.
We're not going back to those days. I really don't think because that would take runaway inflation. And that doesn't seem to be a concern or an issue right now. Sometimes I scratch my head about that, but it's just not. So all in all, rates are still hanging in there.
Okay.
So far, made it through today.
All right. Made it through today. Yes, you did. And we'll just hope you make it through the rest of the week while you finish your move.
That's right.
We'll see next week when we have you on here how much hair you have left.
Hey, yeah, there you go. Well, sure. Yeah, from packing boxes.
I know. We haven't used the hashtag Erica's Bald thing for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks
like,
for
great.
Bringing that
thanks
up.
For bringing it back. Yeah,
appreciate that. That's awesome.
All right. Well, so we're going to finish up this segment with, you know, because we don't really have anything more interesting to say about real estate and mortgage right now. But I will say your comment about, you know, new jobs and businesses and things like that. I'm excited for when we get after our break, we're going to have a couple that is benefiting from, I guess, starting their own business. And
that's right.
I don't know, perhaps maybe they are creating jobs as well out where they're at. But we're going to go into a program that we don't normally talk about because this is going to be more like Small Business Administration lending and benefits for veterans who are looking to become entrepreneurs. So if you have questions about this program, call 866-712-1300, Open House with Team Reba.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.